Let's return now to those allegations that were aired on last night's ABC Four Corners program and also in the Fairfax Media, this joint investigation, about donations to the Liberal Party. The claim is that a deportation order against a mafia identity with an extensive criminal past was overturned by the then Immigration Minister Amanda Vanstone after large donations were made to the Liberal Party and also a significant lobbying campaign. This program has sparked renewed calls for a complete revamp of political donation laws. John Hewson is a former leader of the Federal Liberal Party. He says the only way to guarantee transparency is to ban all donations by entities and to shift to public funding of political parties. John Hewson is speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
John Hewson, welcome.
Good morning, Alison. How are you?
Very well, thank you. The crux of the Four Corners Fairfax story is that criminal figures use political donations to secure meetings with senior ministers in the Howard government. How vulnerable is our political donation system to this type or to any type of criminal infiltration?
Well, I didn't see that program, but I mean, we've seen plenty of evidence in New South Wales of how, you know, on the other side of politics too, I mean, the influence that people can engender by political donations and lobbying and so on, I think is a major weakness of our entire political system. And I think it's one of the most pressing areas for reform, and I don't understand why both, this is not an area where bipartisan support we get on and fix it. And unfortunately, I think you have to come to the view that either you ban all institutional donations, corporate unions, research centres, whatever, and just limit individual donations with immediate and continuous disclosure, or you go to public funding. And I reluctantly sort of in the end come to the view of public funding. Combined, of course, I think with, you know, registers of lobbyists and ministers releasing details of who they met, where they met them, sort of weekly online or something, so that people understand what access is being had and if they can, I suppose, link it to any donations.
Well, there's a lot there to unpick. Drawing on your experience in politics, can donations ever be altruistic, or does a donor always want something in return?
No, I think there are people who believe in the democratic system and who think it should be funded. And a number of corporates do that, for example, and they give the same amount of money to both parties, not trying to engender influence. In other cases, of course, people see it as a mechanism by which they can hope to, you know, to get a meeting to, you know, I used to get annoyed in politics when a lobbyist would come in and run the meeting on behalf of somebody. And in one case, I asked the lobbyist to leave the room, and I, you know, asked the guy, how much do you pay for that? I mean, why don't you just ring my office and get an appointment? I mean, it just was quite an offensive process, and I just had rules that I didn't want to know about any campaign donations at all while I was, you know, leader of the Liberal Party.
Well, is it the case that our major parties have now become too reliant on big donors funding their operations?
Well, there's always a risk of that. I mean, I think it's pretty hard to raise money generally, as the charitable sector will tell you today as well. But and I think there's a fair disenchantment with the political system, so people don't give as readily as you might have hoped. But yeah, I think there are always those fringe fellows, though, who figure that they, you know, the whole process is about buying influence, and I think that's a major weakness of the system, which is easily abused, unfortunately.
So you want a ban on entities donating to political parties. What kind of a cap would you envisage for individual donations?
Oh, look, if you tried to do it, it'd be about $1,000. You'd have to have continuous disclosure, immediate continuous disclosure. There's no point knowing 12 months later who donated to the party. I think, you know, the corporate sector's under the requirements of the corporations law have continuous disclosure. I don't see why political parties, in terms of funding, don't do that. So the facts are known pretty much straight away. The ministers publish the details of who they meet, and, you know, when they met them sort of thing. They can just put that online once a week. I don't think that's very difficult for their staff to do. And so the information would be out there. It's about as accountable and as transparent as you can make it, I think.
Okay, look, if I could just move on to Q&A, which has become a political football. You've appeared on Q&A. Do you agree with people who say that they feel disenfranchised by the ABC, that it's not giving conservative opinion a fair go?
Well, I'm not so worried about bias. I mean, I do quite a lot on the ABC, and I've been one of the friends of the ABC. I actually attended meetings in the Domain in defence of the ABC in the past. But I think that particular Q&A problem, that program, has led to four mistakes by the ABC. First, they put the guy on. Secondly, they let it run on air. Thirdly, they repeated the program. And fourth, of course, then they tried to, Martin Scott went out and tried to obfuscate and make it a matter of free speech. I think the first law of digging holes in this business is when you get to the bottom, you stop digging. And I think the ABC has inflicted a large part of that on itself. And that's caused a bit of disquiet, sure, in political circles generally. I've never worried, however, too much about particular bias. I do think they try and get a balance on that program. They try and have Liberal, Labor, or minor parties. That's never worried. And if you can't handle that circumstance when you're on, you shouldn't be there, probably.
Well, if the ABC is trying to strike a balance by inviting Liberal Conservative politicians onto programs like Q&A, what do you make of Liberal MPs boycotting the program? Is it the right call?
Well, I think it's a difficult call. I mean, they've obviously felt pretty strongly about it. I saw Malcolm Turnbull's interview on The Insiders on Sunday. I mean, he was pretty strong. I think they are justifiably offended by what happened. And particularly the way the ABC just... Look, if you just come out and said, OK, we made a mistake, you've never done it, we apologise, and just it would have just moved on. But to try and...
But I think the ABC did do that. Ridiculous. The ABC did apologise and said that they'd made the wrong call, and then it was the government which inflamed the situation.
Ran the program a couple of days later, and then Mark Scott went out and gave that ridiculous speech in defence of free speech. It's not a question of free speech. It's a question of, bad judgment.
Time now for everyone to move on?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I don't know how long you can sustain these things, but sometimes in politics they get an amazing life of their own, don't they?
Okay, John Hewson, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Alison.
That's John Hewson, former Liberal Party leader, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine. And we did speak earlier in the program, if you missed it, to Nick Cater. He's the executive director of the Menzies Research Centre, which is a Liberal Party think tank. He was scheduled to be on the panel last night on Q&A. Yesterday morning, he announced he wouldn't go on. And we had a discussion about why he made that decision. So that's there on our website, abc.net.au/RN, if you want to go back and have a listen to that.